Thank you. Hallelujah. Is it working?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Gloria a Dios.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's been a little while since I've talked to an interpreter.
Hace un tiempo que he predicado con un intérprete.
But I've done it quite often.
Pero lo he hecho muchas veces.
The Lord sent me to Poland. I've preached in the Polish people.
Dios me ha mandado a través de todo el mundo en Poland.
Been to South Africa.
Sur África también.
Taught there in their language through an interpreter there.
Prediqué a través de un intérprete.
And then South Korea.
En Sur Corea.
For 6 years.
6 años.
Praise the Lord.
Gloria a Dios.
The Lord is good.
Dios es bueno.
I believe with all of my heart.
Yo creo con todo mi corazón.
I am supposed to be here today.
Yo creo con esta mañana.
I believe with all of my heart.
Yo creo con todo mi corazón.
That you're supposed to be here today.
Usted debe estar aquí esta mañana.
I believe we have a divine appointment of the Lord.
Tenemos un, de divino, oportunidad esta mañana.
And whether you're born again yesterday,
que fue salvo el día de ayer,
or whether you're the pastor of a church,
o eres pastor de una iglesia,
or whether you're the speaker,
o eres el predicador,
we're all going to receive from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. The book of Ephesians is my favorite book.
Este es el libro favorito mío.
This week.
Esta semana.
I love all of the books. But he has me in the book of Ephesians right now. I want to start with verses 2 and 3 of chapter 1. I'll read them in English and then he can read them in your language. So, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Gracias y paz a vosotros de Dios nuestro Padre y del Señor Jesucristo.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Bendito sea el Dios y el Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, que nos bendijo con toda bendición espiritual en los lugares celestiales en Cristo.
Now I hope it reads the same in the Spanish Bible as it does in the English Bible.
Creo que lee igual en el español como en el inglés.
In my Bible it says,
en mi Biblia dice,
he has already blessed me.
Que ya me ha bendecido.
It does not say he's going to do it in the future.
No dice que lo va a hacer en el futuro.
He said he has already blessed me.
Pero dice que ya me ha bendecido.
How could he do that?
¿Cómo es que puede hacer eso?
I'm a mess.
Yo soy...
I mess up all the time.
Siempre,
even with all my best intentions.
Aún teniendo las mejores intenciones.
I make mistakes.
Me equivoco bastante.
And sometimes even worse than that.
Y aún peor que eso.
Don't tell anyone this or I'll deny it. Sometimes I sin.
A veces hasta peco.
Little bit. But it says here, he has
pero nos dice aquí que él ya
already
nos ha
blessed me
bendecido
with every blessing.
Con toda bendición.
How is that possible?
¿Cómo es que eso es posible?
Through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Jesus Christ, my Lord. To be found in Christ. I am not blessed on my performance. I am blessed on His performance. Hallelujah. He who knew no sin was made to be sin. That I, with all my faults, could be made the righteousness of God in Christ. I love Ephesians. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah.
Oh.
That would be good right there. Quit letting the devil lie to you. You're your father's favorite. So are you. And so are you. And so are you. And so am I. Hallelujah. I'm vastly healthy.
Yo estoy en buena salud.
I am vastly wealthy.
Y mucha riqueza.
And so are you.
Y usted también.
I am anointed by the Holy Ghost.
Y ungido por el Espíritu Santo.
And so are you.
Y usted también.
Based on his work.
Basado en el trabajo que él ya hizo.
Hallelujah. So it's already done.
Porque ya ha terminado el trabajo.
We've already been blessed.
Ya hemos sido bendecidos.
And there's no warfare.
Y ya no hay guerra.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Go to chapter 6. Go to chapter 6 of the same book, see? And I didn't understand this for years. I love chapter 1. It says I already have everything. Chapter 6. Starting in verse 10. I'll read a little bit in English. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might."
Por lo demás, hermanos míos, fortaleceos en el Señor y en el poder de su fuerza.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Vestido de toda armadura de Dios para que podáis estar firmes contra las acechanzas del diablo.
Okay, time out.
Ahí vamos a parar un momento.
Starting to get worried.
Me estoy preocupando un poco.
Because when you put on armor,
porque cuando ponemos armadura,
that usually means you're going to war.
Eso quiere decir que vamos a entrar a la guerra.
I like chapter 1 better. Chapter 1 says I've already been blessed. What is this? Put on the armor.
Let's...
Okay, verse 12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places."
Porque no tenemos lucha contra sangre y carne, sino contra principados, contra potestades, contra los gobernadores de las tinieblas de este siglo, contra huestes espirituales de maldad en las regiones celestes.
Hallelujah. So for a long time I saw there's a problem between chapter 1 and chapter 6. Chapter 1 is wonderful. He has already blessed me. Chapter 6 goes, go fight the enemy. What's going on here? In English, I would say.
En inglés diría.
For a love offering of 1995. Okay, I'm teasing. Okay. They don't know me as well as you ever hear types and shadows from the Old Testament?
Hemos escuchado de las sombras del Antiguo Testamento.
Yes. Remember when God said to Israel, "I have given you the land."
Yo te he dado la tierra.
And at the time he said that,
y el tiempo que él dijo esto,
they were still on the wilderness.
Ellos todavía estaban en, en desierto.
They hadn't crossed Jordan yet.
No habían cruzado el Jordán todavía.
Can you imagine they're standing here in the wilderness?
Ellos están parados en el desierto.
Scorpions.
Con scorpions.
Snakes.
Víboras.
Dry.
Seco.
Bad land. And they're looking across
y están viendo de qué lado?
Hills and valleys,
los montes,
green country,
muy verde ese,
crops grow. They even sent spies across, you know.
Aún mandaron espías.
They brought back a cluster of grapes.
Y trajeron
one cluster of grapes so big,
trajeron uvas tan grande,
it took two men,
que tomó dos hombres,
put a pole across their shoulders, took two hombres.
Dos hombres.
I know that.
Para cargar esas
uvas. To carry. What do you reckon that looked like to people? They lived in the wilderness.
Están viviendo en un desierto.
You think they wanted that land?
¿Crees que ellos querían esa tierra?
God says, "Good, I have given you the land."
Yo dice, sí, te he dado esa tierra.
And they're looking around.
Ellos están viendo alrededor.
Sand.
Diciendo,
scorpions.
Scorpions.
Snakes.
Víboras.
And he says, "Get dressed for war."
Prepárate para la guerra, dice.
Whoa. See, God has given us, just like Ephesians says.
Dios nos ha dado, así como dice Efesios.
He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
Que nos ha bendecido con toda bondad espiritual.
He has given us the land.
Nos ha dado la tierra.
But he says, go forth and possess it.
Pero dice, vea hacia adelante.
It is a land to be possessed.
Es una tierra para poseer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's look at some more. Go to 1 Corinthians 10 for just a minute.
Vamos a 1 Corintios, capítulo 10.
I just want to read this part mostly.
Quiero leer esto.
To show you that the types and shadows from the Old Testament
para enseñarles que lo que sucedió en el Antiguo Testamento
are in there for our examples.
Están allí para nuestro ejemplo.
We can look to them as types and shadows for us.
Podemos ver allí para saber cómo usarlos hoy en día.
Now I'm going to read quite a bit here.
Voy a leer bastante.
So starting in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 1 says, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. Go ahead and read that.
Porque no quiero, hermanos, que ignoréis que nuestros padres todos estuvieron bajo la nube y todos pasaron el mar. Y todos en Moisés fueron bautizados en la nube y en el mar. Y todos comieron el mismo alimento espiritual. Y todos bebieron la misma bebida espiritual. Porque bebían de la roca espiritual que los seguía. Y la roca era Cristo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let's continue. But with many of... Now, okay. Types and shadows. That's a type of water baptism.
Tipos y sombras. Es un tipo de ser bautizado en agua.
God delivered them from Egypt.
Dios los liberó de Egipto.
Egypt is a type of the world.
Egipto es el tipo del mundo.
Egypt is a type of sin.
Es un tipo como el pecado.
That's who you used to be.
Es el que éramos antes.
That water baptism is a type and shadow for us.
Pero ese bautismo en aguas es como un tipo y sombra para nosotros.
When you got born again,
cuando fuimos renacidos,
you were baptized into Christ.
Fuimos bautizados en Cristo.
You're not no longer of the world.
Ya no somos del mundo.
You belong to the kingdom of His dear Son.
Pero pertenecemos al reino del Hijo de Dios.
Now we're in the world,
y estamos en este mundo,
but we are not of the world.
No somos del mundo.
Good type and shadow, yes?
Un tipo y una sombra.
All right. So let's keep going here for a little while, though. Verse 5.
Verso
5. Says, but with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Go ahead and read those two verses. Emphasize our examples.
Pero de lo demás de ellos no se agradó Dios, por lo cual quedaron postrados en el desierto. Mas estas cosas sucedieron como ejemplos para nosotros, para que no codiciemos cosas malas como ellos codiciaron.
Now we're going ahead and read some more. The verse I'm after is verse 11. We're not teaching today on so much on this part.
No estamos enseñando solo con esta parte.
But we are going to look at the type and shadow of possessing the land.
Pero sí vamos a ver ese tipo y sombra de poseer esa tierra.
So let me read verses 7 through 11. It says, neither be you idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now, verse 11. Now all these things, happened unto them for examples, and they were written for our admonition, or you could say our instruction, upon whom the ends of the world are come.
Ni seis idólatras como alguno de ellos, según está escrito. Se sentó el pueblo a comer y a beber, y se levantó a jugar. Ni forniquemos como algunos de ellos fornicaron, y cayeron en un día 23,000. Ni tentamos al Señor como también algunos de ellos le tentaron, y perecieron por las serpientes. Ni murmuréis como algunos de ellos murmuraron, y perecieron por el destructor. Y estas cosas les acontecieron como ejemplo, y están escritas para amonestarnos a nosotros, a quienes han alcanzado los fines de los siglos.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to look in a little more detail what happened to them.
Y quiero ver con más detalle qué es lo que sucedió con ellos.
Looking around this room, I see the love of Christ in your eyes.
Veo el amor de Cristo en sus ojos.
I know I'm preaching for the most part to saved people.
Yo sé que estoy predicando por mayor parte a personas que son salvos.
Most everywhere I go, because I'm a teacher, not an evangelist.
Casi a cada lugar que yo voy como evangelista.
Most of my teaching, most of my ministry is to people that are already born again.
La mayoría de mi ministerio es predicarles a las personas que son salvos.
God's primary purpose for His Son is to save the lost.
El propósito primordial de Dios para su Hijo es salvar al perdido.
The part we've already looked at, going from Egypt over across the river,
lo que hemos visto ya, saliendo de Egipto a cruzar el río.
Being born again, that's number one.
Ser salvo es número uno.
But the wilderness was never God's plan for His people.
Pero el desierto nunca fue el plan para su gente.
Jesus didn't say, I have come to give them life.
Jesús no dijo, vine a darles vida.
And life just a little bit.
Y nada más una poquita de ella.
He said, no, I've come that you might have life. And life abundantly. God's plan for His people was an abundant life. A promised land that flows with milk and honey. I read the fruit of the Spirit over in Galatians. And it talks about, this should be what people know us by.
En Gálatas, donde habla de,
I probably can't quote it, but it starts off love,
empieza con amor,
joy,
gozo,
peace,
paz.
Those are not normally the hallmarks I find everywhere I go.
Eso no es lo que vemos en todos los lugares que yo voy.
You know how most people read Ephesians 6 where it talks about that warfare?
Muchos leen en Efesios 6 donde habla de esa batalla.
They read it like, well, I need to put on the whole armor of God. You know, we could go through them all. The belt of truth. Put on your shoes. Put on your breastplate. Put on your helmet. Take the sword. Everything.
Toda la armadura.
Because their picture is listed so that I can stand in the evil day.
Para que yo pudiese estar de pie en ese día.
And what I used to think.
Y lo que yo ando pensando,
and what most Christians think.
Y lo que muchos
they have this image of. The devil's attacking. That's the evil day. And I got to put on all this to stand against his attack. The problem is in that passage in Ephesians. It says we're not wrestling with flesh and blood. That is a direct reference to the book of Joshua.
Eso está también refiriéndose al libro de Josué.
In the Old Testament, they were wrestling against flesh and blood.
En el Antiguo Testamento sí estaban en guerra contra carne.
Could someone get me a little water, please? A little glass of water. So, anyway, where did I finish? In the Old Testament, they were fighting against flesh and blood.
El Antiguo Testamento sí estaba.
Let's think about the book of Joshua.
Guerrando de esta manera. Vamos a pensar en el libro de Josué.
What's the picture you see in that book?
¿Qué retrato ven de ese libro?
Israel all huddled down.
Israel así.
They're hoping the devil doesn't attack.
Queriendo que el
diablo to make sure they've got their armor on.
Para asegurarse que tienen su armadura.
And if he attacks, we're ready.
Y si va a atacar,
pray for me, brother, that I can stand.
Oren por mí porque
in the evil day.
Estar en ese día.
Is that what the book of Joshua is about?
¿De eso se trata el libro de Josué?
No.
No.
They were on the offensive.
Estaban en la ofensiva.
They had come to possess the land.
Vinieron a poseer esa tierra.
God had already given them the land.
Dios ya se la había dado.
Like He's already given us all spiritual blessings. He's already given us this abundant life.
Vida abundante.
Our job is to go and possess it.
Nuestro trabajo es ir a poseerla.
He said that all these things were written for our examples.
Todas estas cosas fueron escritas para nuestro ejemplo.
Go to Deuteronomy 11 for just a minute.
Deuteronomio capítulo 11.
We'll look at the types and shadows for just a moment. See, I'm already preaching. I should just be teaching at this point. In case you haven't noticed, I love my job. let God put you in your calling. You were born for it. You will love it. If you find it, you'll never work again another day in your life. It'll be joy and light and love. And even when people get mad at you, and they do sometimes. You find Deuteronomy 11? Let's start in verse 8. Now, what they're doing here, they're rehearsing everything that God has told them before they're going to cross Jordan and start possessing the land. The very next book is the book of Joshua. And that's where they cross over and start possessing this land. But now understand, they've already been saved. They've already been baptized in that cloud. Now they're not saved like we are. You understand it's a type and shadow.
Okay.
But they've already out of Egypt. They're over in this new land. But they're in a wilderness. Sadly, for a lot of Christians that I meet, they're genuinely born again. They love Jesus. But because of bad teaching, they live most of their Christian life in a wilderness. They love the Lord, but their lives are not the hallmarks of love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. That's not their life. Jesus came that we'd have an abundant life. If they had to possess the promised land. And Ephesians tells us to put on the whole armor. That we can go win our war. Then we've got a land to possess. Many people are taught like this. Well, if the Lord, if He wants to save me, He'll save me. If He wants to heal me, if the Lord wants to heal me, He'll heal me. If the Lord wants me baptized in the Holy Ghost, He'll baptize me in the Holy Ghost. I hope the Lord wants to bless me one day. We'd sure like to have a little money around here. If He wants to bless me, He will. That's false doctrine. Every bit of that is false doctrine. Ephesians says our Father has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing. That includes your salvation. That includes the baptism in the Holy Ghost. That includes your healing. That includes the salvation of your children. The salvation of your grandchildren. It includes your ministry. It includes everything you need between here and heaven. But it's a land to be possessed. Let's look at it in the Word here. Mainly I'm going to be looking at verses where this is where he's talking about them going to possess the land. Look how many times he uses the word to possess it. Verse 8, therefore shall you keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land, whither you go to possess it.
Guardad pues todos los mandamientos que yo os prescribo hoy, para que seáis fortalecidos y entréis y poseéis la tierra a la cual poseéis para tomarla.
Now, I'm going to treat you like adults.
Voy a tratarlo como adultos.
I know you have good teachers already.
Yo sé que tienen buenos instructores.
God's not putting us under the law.
Dios no está poniendo bajo la ley.
These people were not born again.
Esta persona no eran salvos.
They did not have the nature of God on the inside.
No tenían la naturaleza de Dios por dentro.
The man in Romans 7, we don't have to go there right now. That's an unborn again person who has been given the law, but he has no nature to keep it. So he says, I wouldn't have known it's wrong to covet. Except your law said, don't covet. Well, that's everybody born on planet Earth before they get saved.
Esos son todos que están nacidos en esta tierra antes de ser salvos.
So God, under that covenant,
so Dios bajo de ese pacto,
He gave them a law written in stone.
Dio una ley escrita en piedra.
They had no nature on the inside.
No tenían naturaleza por dentro.
They couldn't look inside. They thought coveting's okay.
No podían ver hacia adentro.
So God says, no, coveting is not okay. He put it in His law, thou shalt not covet.
Puso en la ley que no debemos,
thou shalt not commit adultery,
cometer adulterio,
thou shalt not commit murder, thou shalt not. And they're all going, oh.
Because
that's not the nature of a sinner.
Porque esa no es la naturaleza del pecador.
And under that covenant,
y bajo de ese pacto,
He had to tell them right and wrong.
Tuvo que decirles lo que es bueno y malo.
You have been born again.
Usted ha sido renacido de nuevo.
God prophesied about you. He says, I will write my law in their minds and in their hearts. They won't have to go around everybody teaching everybody about me. When they're born again, they'll know me. I will walk in them. I will be their God. They shall be my people. You get a nature on the inside. I tell everyone all the time. I say, if you're at a church service, and the message that day is, thou shalt not steal, and you're sitting there, and that's news to you. What? At the altar call, go forward. You're not saved. When you truly get born again,
usted es salvo,
God comes on the inside of you.
Dios entra por dentro de usted.
His nature comes on the inside of you. God's not a thief. You're not a thief. God's not an adulterer. You're not an adulterer. God's not covetous. Neither are you. This is the land that we have. So when He says, keep my commandments, under the new covenant, that would be follow my nature. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You're walking through the grocery store. You're hungry. And there's the grapes. The old man tries to resurrect from the dead. Maybe just two or three grapes. That new nature? No! You've got the nature of God on the inside. You want a big part of possessing the land? Obey that nature. That's the Lord's first level of leadership. It's like a green light, red light. This is okay. That's not okay. You say, how do I know? I don't know how I know. I just know. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So keep that in mind. Under the shadow, they had to follow His external commandments. But if you're going to have a successful Christian life, you're going to follow His internal commandments. Hallelujah. You're not going to lie.
No vas a mentir.
And if you do, be quick to repent.
Y si mientes, vamos a comenzar rápido.
Hey, God is the God of the second chance.
Porque Dios es el Dios de
the hundredth chance. The 70 times 7 chance. Walk humbly with your God. Hallelujah.
Guiados con Dios.
All right, let's keep going here for a little bit. Now notice verse 9. That you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey.
Para que os sean, y para que os sean prolongados los días sobre la tierra, de la cual juró Jehová a vosotros padres, que había de darle a ellos y a su descendencia tierra que fluye leche y miel.
Amen. You notice you can prolong how long you're in the land?
¿Usted sabe que puede prolongar el tiempo que está en la tierra?
Do you know following God?
siguiendo a Dios,
living in the peace of God,
viviendo la paz de
living
Dios,
in the love of God,
viviendo en el amor de Dios,
walking a life that's full of forgiveness towards others,
caminando una vida
love towards others.
Para otros y amor para
Do you know you can extend your own life?
Pueden extender su propia vida.
Live long in the land.
Pueden vivir largo en ese tierra.
Amen. Amen. All right, I look at verse 10. For the land, whither thou goest to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt from where you came out. Where there where you sowed your seed and watered it with thy foot as a garden of herbs.
La tierra a la cual entras para tomarla no es como la tierra de Egipto que de donde habéis salido, donde sembrabas tu semilla y regabas con tu pie como huerto de hortaliza.
The land of Egypt, going back to the way it was in the world,
como era en el mundo,
everything you got, you had to work for it.
Todo lo que usted lo tenía, tenía que trabajar por ello.
Land, Egypt is primarily a flat land.
Egipto es una tierra, plana.
Where they lived,
donde ellos vivían,
very little rainfall.
No había mucha lluvia.
They irrigated their crops with an irrigation system.
Regaban todo las plantas con un sistema.
I'm preaching to the choir in this country. But they didn't have pumps and things like you have here.
No tenían lo que tenemos aquí hoy en día.
They had this mechanical thing.
Tenían algo mecánico,
a mechanical thing they had invented
que inventaron,
that got water out of the Nile
que sacaba agua del río,
and irrigated their systems,
y regaba their
fields. They did it manually with their foot.
Hicieron todo esto con sus pies.
Everything that you got, if it grew, you had to get the you had to water it yourself.
Si algo crecía, usted tenía que darle agua.
This is a type of the world.
Es un tipo del mundo.
I'm telling you the truth too. Also, it's the type of religion without God.
Es también un tipo de religión sin Dios.
Why are you in church today?
Porque estoy en la iglesia.
It's my duty.
Porque es mi deuda.
Why did you give? They said I had to do it. That's religion without God. That's not the life God has called you to. Look at the difference between that kind of land. Look at verse 11 here. It says, but the land whither you go, here it is again, to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys and drinks water of the rain of heaven.
La tierra en la cual poseéis para tomarla es tierra de montes y de vegas que bebe las aguas de lluvia del cielo.
Hallelujah. You don't have to water it with your foot.
No tenemos que darle.
It's not by your own works.
Con otro trabajo.
Where does the fields get its nourishment?
¿De dónde saca esa?
From heaven.
De los cielos.
God pours out the rain.
Dios nos da la lluvia.
God takes care of your land. And look at the next verse.
Mira el verso siguiente.
A land which the Lord thy God cares for, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year.
Tierra de la cual Jehová tu Dios cuida, siempre están sobre ella los ojos de Jehová tu Dios, desde el principio del año hasta el fin.
God's got a plan for your life.
Dios tiene un plan para tu vida.
Do you ever think about the promised land?
¿Han pensado de la tierra prometida?
Once they conquered it,
la conquistamos.
There was 12 tribes.
Habían 12 tribus.
And the land was allotted according to those tribes.
Y la tierra se dividió, si, tocante a esos tribus.
Judah's land
la tierra de Judá
didn't look like one of the other tribes' land.
Nos miraba como la tierra.
One piece of ground might have iron ore and mining type operations.
Quizás esta tierra tenía algo diferente.
Another part of the land might be for olive oil and vineyards.
Y esta tierra tenía algo diferente como.
What's that a type and shadow of?
¿Esos tipo de qué?
My portion of the promised land,
mi porción de la tierra prometida,
is different from pastors here.
Es diferente de nuestro pastor.
He's called to be a pastor.
Él es llamado a ser pastor.
He eats the fruit of the land of pastoral inheritance.
El fruto de él es la tierra del pastoral.
I'm a teacher.
Yo soy maestro.
I have a different part of the promised land.
Yo tengo una parte diferente de
my promised land doesn't look exactly like his.
Mi tierra no se ve como la de él.
His doesn't look exactly like mine.
Y la de él no se ve como la mía.
But his is important. Mine is important. Yours is important. What he's called you to do. Your part of the promised land will look different from somebody else's part of the promised land. But I want you to know that the Lord's eyes are upon your portion of the land. He intends to send the rain. It's His plan to send the rain so that you'll have crops in abundance, that you won't live your life unfruitful. Whether your job is evangelizing, pastoring, teaching, what about raising up godly seed? You mothers, you've got one of the most important parts of the promised land. The future is seating right here on the front row. I thank God for the promised land. But it's all got to be possessed. Now there's so much here, we're going to run way out of time. So let me jump ahead just a little bit. All right, go to verse
24.
Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. The soles of his feet, the soles of your feet. If you don't put your feet on healing and possess that land, you'll never have it.
Nunca la va a recibir.
Did you know that God's word is the same to every sinner out there? Jesus died for the worst sinner in the city. Why aren't they enjoying the promised land? Either they never heard the message, or they heard the message and refused to put their foot on it and possess it. The difference between him and you, you heard the gospel and you said, "That's mine, I can be saved." And if you just said no, even though God's word is true, even though it was yours already as far as he's concerned, if you don't put your foot on salvation, you'll never have it. If you don't ever put your foot on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you'll never have it. If you don't ever put your foot on prosperity, you'll never have it. I don't know why I keep bringing this up, but if you don't have, you know, God believes in family salvation. You need to put your foot on the part of your promised land. I and my house shall be saved. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Father, send the rain. I've got unsaved loved ones. Maybe my cousins, maybe my uncles, maybe my children. Send the rain, Father. That's part of my promised land. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Crean en el Jesús.
Now shalt be saved.
Todos serán salvos.
And thy house.
Y mi casa.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yeah.
But it's a land to be possessed.
Pero es una tierra,
it's a land that flows with milk and honey.
Poseída, fluyendo, miel y leche.
My job as a teacher,
mi trabajo como maestro,
is to follow the teacher.
Es seguir al maestro.
The teacher is the Holy Ghost.
El maestro es el Espíritu Santo.
He has all of these teachings on the inside of Gary.
Tiene todas estas enseñanzas por dentro de Gary.
My job, if he brings one of them up,
si él saca, quiere sacar una,
my job is not to ignore it.
Mi trabajo no es ignorar eso.
He just brought one of them up.
Y acaba de levantar una de ellas.
This is what the body of Christ is like. Do these chairs come apart?
Yes.
Can I have that chair?
Así es como es el cuerpo de Dios.
Hallelujah. This is what the body of Christ is like, I think.
El cuerpo de Dios es así.
We've been in the wilderness.
Hemos estado en el desierto.
We're saved.
Somos salvos.
He loves me.
Me ama.
Mm-hmm. I love him.
Y yo lo amo a él.
I know I'm saved. I'm not in Egypt anymore.
Yo sé que soy salvo. Ya no estoy en Egipto.
But I've been in the wilderness a long time.
Pero he estado en el desierto mucho tiempo.
I keep reading in His Word.
Estoy leyendo en su palabra.
I see a promised land over there.
Y veo una tierra
a land that flows with milk and honey.
Una tierra que donde
healing is there.
Él está ahí.
Salvation is there.
Salvación está ahí.
Fellowship with God is there. My ministry is there, and there's no, and all the devils have been conquered. Hallelujah! Go get them, God. Get them. Where's the popcorn? Hand me the popcorn. Pepsi? Okay, Pepsi. Go, God. Conquer all those devils. Get them. Get that nasty one right. Get that devil. That's what we've been like. He says, no, every place that the sole of your foot, everywhere the sole of your foot touches, I have given you that land. We're waiting on God. God is waiting on us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So how many want to go to war? Boy, that was meek. You're supposed to raise your hand. How many want to go to war? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's a lot better. Okay. All right. Well, good. Okay, you can have this back. Go to Joshua 3. Let's get over in the promised land here. Preaching myself happy. And hallelujah. There's so many things. When they finally came up to the promised land, this group.
Cuando ellos llegaron a la tierra prometida,
this group grew up in the wilderness.
Este grupo, fue creado en el desierto.
40 years has gone by.
40 años han pasado.
They've come up now up to the River Jordan.
Y llegaron al río de Jordán.
There's the promised land.
Y ahí está la tierra prometida.
They made up their minds. We're not going to die like our fathers.
Y decidieron no morir como sus padres.
We are going to possess the land.
Vamos a poseer esa tierra.
Come on, Joshua, get us on up to get us to that promised land. And you come up to the Jordan. And it's at flood stage. It's impassable.
No se puede cruzar.
Looks like certain death to put your foot in the waters. That's the way it always is with the devil. His job is to send you circumstances that you see with your eyes that causes fear on the inside of you that causes you to stay right where you are the rest of your life. But God had a plan for that river. He said, get the priests. Tell them to get the Ark of the Covenant. Okay. And get trumpets. And he says, when their feet, here we go with feet again. Their feet. When their feet stand in the water, then they'll be able to pass over. So Joshua tells them. And I'm sure everybody rejoiced. Except the priest. Who? Who's going to put their foot in the water? Now I'm going to exaggerate a little bit, okay? I'm the first priest. There's three on each side. I'm the first one. The river's at flood stage. Looks like certain death for me to step in there. And God says, put your toe in the water. And I'm going, no. Are you sure? Pray some more. Are you sure you heard God, Joshua? God said, put your toe in the water. No! Finally, the priests start. And you know, the waters didn't back up when the first one put his toe in there. It wasn't until all those priests carrying the ark. It says, when all of them stood in the Jordan. Sorry, I don't mean to keep spitting on you. Let me go over here. He's getting a shower. Different kind of rain. Anyway. It wasn't when, it says when all of the priests, when their feet were in the water, the current is flowing against them. But they get in the water, looks like certain death, but that's when the power of God hit. And it says the water's backed up for miles. If you read that, miles, it backed up and stood in a heap. And they crossed over on dry ground. You know who was watching that? Jericho. And they're scared spitless. You read it here. It said they had no more spirit left on the inside of them. Do you know the devil is afraid of you?
Yes.
It's not really afraid of you. He's afraid of you and your God. He's afraid one of these days you're going to obey Jesus. It, well, some of you could be little things. Maybe he's just been trying to get you to pray more. Maybe he's been trying to get you to fast more. Not me, you. Sorry. Maybe he's been trying to get you to maybe teach. Maybe teach a little Bible study. Maybe start getting the Bible out and teaching your children. I don't know what it is. But to you it's scary. I can't do that. There's giants in the land. Well, God says, I will be with you. I will go before you. Put your toe in the water. It looks like certain death. Put your toe in the water. I will back the waters up. You'll pass over on dry ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You still in Joshua? Going over to chapter 5. And let's look at verse 10. I'm going to read three verses. The children of Israel encamped. Now this is after they crossed over. Okay. The children of Israel encamped in Gilgal, and they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. Now notice verse 12. And the manna ceased. If you underline in your Bible, I recommend you underline those words right there. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year.
Y los hijos de Israel acamparon en Gilgal y celebraron la Pascua a los 14 días del mes. Por la tarde, en ellos, en los llanos de Jericó. Al otro día de la Pascua comieron del fruto de la tierra los panes sin levadura, y en el mismo día espigas nuevas tostadas. Y el maná cesó el día siguiente, desde que comenzaron a comer del fruto de la tierra. Y los hijos de Israel nunca más tuvieron maná, sino que comieron de los frutos de la tierra de Canaán aquel año.
Amen. Amen. But now notice, and the manna ceased.
Y el maná cesó.
Who is our manna?
¿Quién es nuestro maná?
What did Jesus say? I am the bread of life.
¿Qué es lo que dijo Jesús? Yo soy el
pan. I am that bread that comes down from heaven.
Yo soy este maná.
Is Jesus going to cease?
Jesus?
Our manna isn't going to cease.
Nuestro maná no va a cesar.
See, God was their provider in the wilderness.
Dios fue su proveedor en el desierto.
God is their provider in the promised land.
Y Dios fue su proveedor en el, en la tierra prometida.
But the manner of that provision changes.
Pero la manera cambia de esa provisión.
When you go to war.
Cuando usted entra a la guerra.
Now, we're taught to meditate the Word of God.
Nos enseñan que debemos
roll it over. Roll it over. Read it again. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. I've meditated on this passage for years and years.
Por años y años.
All of these people grew up in the wilderness.
Todos estas personas, fueron criados en el desierto.
They've ever only known one way that God provides.
Han entendido una manera como Dios provee.
So it's an interview on ABC.
So es una entrevista.
How does God provide?
¿Cómo es que Dios provee?
Well, every morning,
cada mañana,
when you first wake up,
cuando se, nos levantamos,
you go outside the tent,
salimos,
and you'll see this looks like frost on the ground.
Y se ve como
That doesn't last all day. You can't sleep in till noon. You can't be lazy. But you get up in the morning and you take a little bucket or something to gather with. A little bucket or something, pail.
Esa tina.
Cup.
Copa.
And you go out and you gather. You start gathering.
Sales y empiezas
the man. Some people gather a whole bunch.
Algunos juntan bastante.
Some gather a little bit.
Y otros poquito.
So what everybody does, they bring it all back.
Lo traen todo para atrás.
They put it in this big hopper. And then the priests, they give it out to every person according to the size of their family. And so that's how God provides. There's no warfare. You just go get your manna every day. How many of you, Jesus is your manna every day? I can relate with that. There's no warfare. He's my manna. First thing in the morning, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Love the Lord. He is my manna.
Okay.
All right. But now, notice. Once they crossed over to possess the land, the manna stopped. Didn't come that same way anymore. Now they're facing a stronghold. Jericho was there for a reason. Jericho is situated right at the entrance to the promised land. It's a fortified walled city. And it was built on purpose to intimidate anybody who thought about invading that land.
Edificado de esa manera para intimidar a cualquier persona que la veía.
Now God says, you want to eat?
Ahora Dios dice, ¿quieres comer?
Yes, we'd like to eat.
Sí, necesitamos comer.
Conquer that stronghold right there.
Conquista esa ciudad.
Do I go get my bucket?
Voy a agarrar la tina.
Can I take a bucket and do it?
¿Puedo entrar con la tina?
No, he says, you better go get a sword. You better go put on some armor. He says, from this day forward, your provision now is by conquest. What is the promised land a type of? The churches I grew up in, I can't quote it now by memory, but it was we'd sing a song like this. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand. On Jordan's stormy banks. Okay, we'll do it a different way. we thought the promised land was heaven. We thought the promised land was a type of heaven.
Pensábamos que la tierra prometida era tipo del cielo.
So we'd sing songs like, oh, it's so hard and weary here in this life. Oh, it's difficult here. And, oh, but I'm looking forward to the day when I'll go to the promised land and I'll be in heaven with Jesus. We thought that's what it was. But the promised land cannot be a type of heaven. Do you think there's strongholds to conquer in heaven? Are there giants in the land in heaven? Are there evil demonic forces to bring down in heaven? No! It's not a type of heaven. The promised land is a type of the abundant life. And it's specifically the Spirit-filled abundant life. You remember there a while ago when he says, the rain comes down in this land. Rain is a type of the Holy Ghost. Joel prophesied, Hosea prophesied, James talked about, what is the Lord waiting for, the precious fruit of the earth, when he shall receive the former and the latter rain. All through the Bible, the Holy Ghost is typified, or rain is a type of the Holy Ghost. In the wilderness, they followed a cloud. Or they followed the fire by night. There's no cloud and there's no fire in the promised land. How did Joshua get his instructions? He heard the voice of the Lord Himself. How do you get your instructions? You hear the voice of the Lord yourself. And it's by the agency of the Holy Ghost. When Jesus was introducing the Holy Ghost, He said, when He comes, He's not going to speak of His own. Meaning He's not going to speak on His own accord. But what He hears... She needs some manna right here. We're getting some manna taken care of. What He hears... That's what He speaks. I didn't get that for the longest time. You know what He's saying? He's saying, the Holy Ghost is not coming to be your Lord. The Holy Ghost is coming to bring you my Lordship. It's a stroke of genius. I keep standing on
there.
It's a stroke of genius. This is how the Lord Jesus, the glorified Lord, seated at the right hand of the Father. We don't have to all go where He is to get our daily instructions. The Holy Ghost brings us His instructions, like the rain coming down. Everyone gets the rain. The rain comes down. You get your instructions. I get my instructions. Travis gets his instructions. We all receive our instructions. We get them from the risen Lord. We get them by the Holy Ghost. And He gives us instructions for war. Let's look at this very first one now. Go over to Joshua 6. You're close. No, let's back up into 5 again. I want to read verses 13 through 15. Now notice what happens here. Joshua doesn't follow a cloud. He doesn't follow a pillar of fire. He starts hearing directly from the Lord Himself. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? Go ahead.
Estando Josué cerca de Jericó, alzó sus ojos y vio un varón que estaba delante de él, el cual tenía una espada desenvainada en su mano. Y Josué, yendo hacia él, le dijo, ¿Eres de los nuestros o de nuestros enemigos?
Verse 14, and he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come? Joshua fell on his earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant?
Él respondió, No más como príncipe del ejército de Jehová he venido ahora. Entonces Josué, postrándose sobre su rostro en tierra, le adoró y le dijo, ¿Qué dice mi Señor a su siervo?
You notice Joshua fell down and worshiped.
Josué se cayó para adorar.
If that had been an angel standing there,
si eso fuera ángel,
the angel would have stopped him.
El ángel hubiera detenido.
Yeah. Remember John in the book of Revelations?
Juan en el libro de Apocalipsis.
He fell down to worship an angel.
Él se cayó a adorar a un ángel.
And the angel said no.
Y el ángel dijo no.
This is the pre-incarnate Christ here. This is the Lord Himself. And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Now, we'll talk about the first stronghold.
Estamos hablando de este problema que llegó primero.
We have lots of teaching series about dealing with strongholds.
De cómo tratar con estos problemas.
The kind of strongholds I'm going to talk about first here in this service are internal strongholds.
Son las que están por dentro.
Things that keep us from doing what we know we should do.
Cosas que nos quitan de hacer lo que debemos.
Things that may cause fear in us.
Cosas que nos causan temor.
Maybe the Lord's saying, put your toe in the water.
Estamos diciendo, quizás, pon el pie a la...
Something He's been after you to do for years.
Algo que Dios ha querido que usted...
But there's something on the inside of you,
pero hay algo por dentro,
that prevents you from taking the land.
Que no quiere que tomes esa tierra.
We don't even usually know what that is.
Y a veces no sabemos qué es esa cosa.
But these strongholds in the land,
pero esos problemas en la tierra,
that's land that belongs to you.
Esa es tierra que te pertenece a ti.
That's part of God's inheritance for you.
Es parte de la herencia de Dios.
And there's some kind of demonic thinking,
y hay un pensar,
some kind of stronghold of wrong doctrine,
de doctrina falsa,
wrong thinking,
pensar,
emotional hurts can cause those. You know, somebody hurt you.
O quizás están adoloridos emocionalmente.
So you built a wall around that place in you. Nobody's ever going to hurt me again like that. Well, we become cripples, all full of strongholds down through life. Now let's look at this stronghold. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. Go ahead.
Ahora Jericó estaba cerrada, bien cerrada, a causa de los hijos de Israel. Nadie entraba ni salía.
And the Lord said unto Joshua.
Mas Jehová dijo a Josué.
See, I told you that was the Lord. Now get this. You're looking at the stronghold.
Estamos mirando ese problema.
The drawbridges are up.
Todo está arriba.
Nobody's coming out.
Nadie está saliendo.
Nobody's going in.
De Jericó.
The stronghold, I mean, it looks impregnable.
Eso parece algo muy difícil.
And look how the Lord talks to Joshua.
Mira lo que le dice Dios a Josué.
See?
¿Ves?
I have given you the land.
Te he dado esta tierra.
He says, I have given unto your hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor.
Mira, yo he entregado en tu mano a Jericó y a su rey con sus varones de guerra.
And with your eyes, you're looking at it.
Y con tus ojos estás viendo esto.
With your natural eyes.
Con nuestros ojos
it's naturales. Thick walls.
Esa pared es
fortified.
Grandes.
Gates are all shut.
Todo está cerrado.
Ready for war.
Listo para la guerra.
And again, God says,
y Dios dice otra vez,
I've already given it to you.
Ya te lo he dado.
But then we don't know what to do. We say, well,
no sabemos qué hacer.
So the Lord gives him more instruction.
Dios le da más instrucción.
This is why we advocate spending a lot of time in prayer.
Por eso queremos que oren más y más y más.
The type and shadow here is the Holy Ghost brings you instruction.
El tipo de lo que estamos hablando es
to attack your strongholds.
Te da instrucción para confrontarte con ese problema.
The same way the Lord gave them instructions to conquer their strongholds.
Como Dios le dio a ellos instrucciones para conquistar ese problema.
All right. We're going to run out of time, so I'm going to summarize. Okay.
Voy a decir esto.
The Lord gives them a plan,
el Dios le da un plan
that makes no sense.
Que no hace caso.
He says, here's what you're going to do.
Dice, esto es lo que vamos a hacer.
You're going to march around the city.
Vamos a marchar alrededor de esta ciudad.
And you're going to blow the ram's horns.
Y vamos a soplar esos,
and blow the trumpets.
Trompetas.
And you're going to do that every day.
Y vamos a hacer eso todos
for 6 days.
Por 6 días.
Then on the seventh day,
y luego en el día séptimo,
you're going to march around it 7 times.
Vamos a marchar alrededor 7 veces.
They're going to blow the horns.
Vamos a sonar las...
And everybody's going to give a big shout.
Y todos van a gritar.
And the walls are going to fall down flat.
Y esas paredes van a caer.
Yeah, hallelujah. Every general conquers cities that way. No, you gather an army. You get the catapults and you throw rocks at the walls. Man thinks in natural terms. God's instructions very often don't make any sense to the natural mind. But His ways always work. You got to allow Him to bring you your plan,
que te dé a tu plan
to conquer your strongholds
para tu problema
in your land.
En tu tierra.
All right, I'm going to fast forward just a little bit. Fast forward.
Voy a ir para adelante más.
You know, they did conquer Jericho.
Cayó Jericho.
That was a big victory.
Eso fue una victoria muy grande.
I mean, Jericho was famous.
Jericho era muy famoso.
And they conquered it.
Y ellos conquistaron esa ciudad.
There you go. We conquered it.
Nosotros la conquistamos.
The next city was called Ai.
El siguiente ciudad se llamaba Ai.
They went and looked at it.
Fueron a verla.
Compared to Jericho.
Comparado a Jericho.
It was like nothing.
No era tanto.
tanto, algo, un problema tan grande.
They didn't ask the Lord for his instructions.
No le pidieron a Dios para instrucción.
They just went and looked at it and they said, oh, this is a little one.
Fueron y vieron y dijeron, esto es muy pequeño.
They come back and said, don't send all the men of war.
No necesitamos mandar todos.
We conquered Jericho after all. Just send 2,000 or 3,000.
Manda 2,000 o 3,000.
That'll be more than enough.
Eso es suficiente.
What happened when they got over there?
¿Y qué es lo que sucedió cuando llegaron?
They got their britches whipped off. They got whipped bad. Now, there's two reasons why for that.
Dos razones por esto.
One was sin in the camp.
Había pecado en el campo.
A person named Achan,
una persona llamada Achan
had disobeyed the instructions of the Lord.
Desobedeció las instrucciones del
he had to be dealt with.
Tenía que, hacer algo Dios con él.
Okay. But the second reason,
pero la segunda razón,
they didn't inquire of the Lord first.
No buscaron a Dios primero.
Hang on here. Let me see if I got this marked. Yeah. Okay. Go over to Joshua 7 just for a minute. Look at verse 3.
Capítulo 7, verso 3.
This is the spies that went to look at Ai.
Estos son los espías que fueron a ver a Ai.
Now this is man's counsel.
Este es el concilio de los hombres.
And they said, they returned to Joshua and they said unto him, oh, let not all the people go up. Let about 2,000 or 3,000, let them go up and smite Ai. Make not all the people to labor hither, for they are but few. That was man's counsel.
Y volviendo a Josué, le dijeron, no suba todo el pueblo, sino suban como 1,000 o 3,000, 2,000 o 3,000 hombres, y tomarán a Ai. No fatiguéis a todo el pueblo yendo allí.
I want to show you the Lord's counsel. Go over to chapter 8. Look at verse 1. Now this is after they've dealt with Ai. You do have to deal with sin in the camp. We'll get into that probably tomorrow night.
Okay.
But I want you to look at the Lord's instructions, the difference. They said only just take 2,000 or 3,000. Look at, and the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, and go up to Ai.
Jehová dijo a Josué, no temas ni desmayes. Toma contigo toda la gente de guerra, y levántate y sube a Ai.
Amen. He even tells them how to do it. He tells them to set an ambush for them. Anyway, the point is this.
El punto es este.
Man makes his decisions by what he sees.
El hombre hace sus decisiones en cuanto a qué es lo que ve.
But success comes
from
following the instructions that you hear.
Siguiendo las instrucciones que nos da Dios.
Quit making man-made decisions.
Ya no hagan decisiones basado en lo que dice el hombre.
Pray and get his instructions.
Ora y recibe la instrucción de Dios.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go to Romans 8 somewhere.
Romanos 8.
I think I know where it is. I know this is a real jump right here, but we're running out of time. Romans 8. Look at 8:26. Romans 8:26. Let me read it to you. It says, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Y de igual manera el Espíritu nos ayuda en nuestra debilidad. Pues qué hemos de pedir como conviene, no lo sabemos, pero el Espíritu mismo intercede por nosotros con gemidos indecibles.
The reason it says also there.
La razón que dice siempre,
if we had time to start at the beginning of chapter 8,
si empezáramos al comenzar el capítulo,
it's talking about the new nature that he puts in you at the new birth.
Está hablando de la nueva naturaleza que entra en ti al ser salvo.
That's the very nature of Christ that you received when you got born again.
En la misma naturaleza de Cristo,
that nature is powerful. I mean, when you get saved, there's all kinds of change in your life. In my case, I left the bars and never to return. I got rid of all kinds of bad stuff out of my house. All kinds of things changed. But I was not perfect. Still not perfect. In myself. But as strong as the new nature is, it helps. But the Holy Spirit all also helps.
Pero el Espíritu Santo también ayuda.
Because the Holy Spirit, it says, we don't know what to pray for as we ought.
Porque el Espíritu Santo, porque dice, no sabemos cómo orar.
A big part of the reason.
Gran parte de esa razón.
Strongholds.
Es un problema.
We don't know why we keep doing those same things again and again.
No sabemos por qué hacemos lo mismo.
Why do we keep failing to the same thing?
Porque es que fallamos tanto.
You know, you're doing the best you can, but you keep repeating certain destruction patterns, you know.
Estamos repitiendo eso.
You don't know why.
No sabemos por qué.
But the Holy Ghost does know why.
Pero el Espíritu Santo sí sabe.
And the Holy Ghost knows God's plan for your promised land.
El Espíritu Santo conoce el plan de Dios para tu vida.
That's why he gave us a language that circumvents your natural mind. You don't know what to pray. You don't know what's wrong with you. You don't know what your promised land is. But the Holy Ghost knows all those things. He comes like the rain. He's come to water your land. You'll get instructions. You'll know what to do. And you can possess your land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I recommend praying in the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. I don't know what time you're supposed to get out, but you're in trouble. I don't know what's normal, so you're in trouble. Yes, sir. Sue and I, my wife and I, we got saved in 1980. Spirit-filled within a few weeks of being saved. We could shandai right along with anybody. Hardly ever did. Didn't really know there was a reason to. But sometimes at a church service. Or, you know, other times. We'd pray a little bit. But for 12 years we lived that way. And we loved the Lord. We really got saved. Our whole lives changed. We were no longer living for money. I had been an alcoholic for 10 years. God instantly delivered me. I've never had another drink since 1980. Now, I've had other faults. Don't get me wrong. I've had other things. Okay. But pornography left my life pretty quickly. Cussing left my life. You know, and we did our best to serve the Lord for the next 12 years. Whatever our, you know, it was the leadership though was the mindset was like this. This needs doing. We're able to do it. We'll do it in Jesus' name. We got into prison ministry that way. We did prison ministry. We did that for 6 years. Anything that became available. Y'all can tell from my voice I'm not a singer, right? Trust me. For a little while, I was worship leader at a church. Trust me when I say, God has never called Gary Carpenter to be worship leader. But I know how to strum a few chords on a guitar. Nobody else at that little church could play anything. Jesus loves me, this I know. I knew how to do a few songs. I was a worship leader, you know. And that's kind of the way our lives work. If they needed this done, we'd go do it. Needed that gun, we'd go do it. And that's a good way to live. That's possessing part of the promised land. But then this day came. I know when it was. June of 1992. We attended this service by this up and coming young minister named, what was his name, Travis?
Asistimos un servicio de un ministro que
Dave Roberson.
Que se llamaba Dave Roberson.
He ruined me.
Él me arruinó.
He started showing me from the Bible.
Él empezó a enseñarme a través de la Biblia.
That there was a purpose for those tongues.
Que había un propósito para esa lengua.
That I had never been taught about.
Que nunca me habían enseñado.
He took us to all through the book of John,
me llevó por el libro de Juan,
Jesus talking about the Holy Ghost.
Jesús hablando, tocando al Espíritu Santo.
Jesus says, I'm leaving,
Jesús dice, yo me voy,
but I'm not going to leave you as an orphan.
Pero no lo voy a dejar huérfano.
I'm not going to leave you to find your own way.
No lo voy a dejar para que usted busque su propia.
The Holy Ghost is going to come.
El Espíritu Santo va a venir.
He is going to bring you my leadership.
Y él te va a traer mi guía.
You'll know what to do.
Usted va a saber qué hacer.
Just like Joshua knew what to do.
Así como Josué supo qué hacer.
I said, I never heard of anything like that.
Nunca he escuchado yo de esto.
So I started praying in other tongues.
Yo empecé a orar en
a lot. God had me in the perfect job.
Yo me tuve en el perfecto trabajo.
For a person that wants to pray a lot and get paid for it.
Y que se le pague también.
At the time, I was a long-haul trucker.
Ese tiempo yo manejaba un troque.
All over the United States and Canada.
Larga distancia, todo Estados Unidos.
Days of driving.
Días de estar manejando.
All I had to do was turn the CB radio off.
Todo lo que tenía que hacer es apagar el radio.
Turn the country music off.
Apagar esa música.
I said, Lord, I'm just going to make the cab of this truck my prayer closet.
Y Dios, voy a hacer esta cabina de este troque mi lugar donde voy a orar.
I'm stuck in here 40, 50, 60 hours a week anyway.
Estoy aquí 40, 50 horas por semana como quiera.
I'm just going to make the cab of this truck my prayer closet.
Voy a hacer este lugar mi closet de oración.
It took a little while for me to train myself.
Tuve un tiempo para entrenarme.
At first I'd start praying. I'd do okay for 15 minutes.
Empezaba a orar.
Shandalaba, shift gears. Shandalaba. Oh, train.
Y así estaba orando.
My mind would drift.
Y mi mente, pues, salía.
And then after I come to myself, oh, sorry, Lord. And I just start praying again.
Y empezaba a orar otra vez.
But after a little while, you can train yourself.
Pero después de un tiempo podemos entrenar.
Driving your car. Ladies, while you're vacuuming or taking care, whatever you do, men, whatever you do, unless you're using your mouth, you can pray softly under your breath. I learned to do that. Sure enough, the Holy Ghost started becoming my teacher. He began also helping me with strongholds I didn't even know I had. That's good news and that's bad news. You think you're okay till you start praying a lot in the Holy Ghost. But after a little while, suddenly your Jericho appears. And you go, I'm not like, you go, Travis, I'm not like that, right? I saw this stronghold. I'm not like that, am I, Travis? And Travis goes, you're like that. Other people probably know it. But you don't know it. You know, that's only the beginning. Did you know after the walls fell down flat, that wasn't the end of the battle.
No se acabó la batalla ahí.
That's the beginning of the battle.
Es cuando empezó la batalla.
When the Holy Ghost brings the walls down,
cuando el Espíritu Santo hace caer esas paredes,
you finally see what's on the inside that you've never seen before. That's the time you need to have your armor on.
Y es el tiempo que necesitas tener.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Armadura de Dios.
That's why I keep acting that way.
Por eso es que yo estoy.
You take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You put it in your mouth. You've been confessing the Word of God. You start cutting away, and that stronghold will disappear. And you'll be enjoying land that you never enjoyed before. It's a good land that flows with milk and honey. And then you'll take you on to Ai. Then to the next stronghold. Then to the next stronghold. No longer living your life with a bucket every day expecting manna. You become a man of war. A man of conquest. Possessing the abundant life that belongs to you. And it doesn't stop there. If we have time this week,
you know,
Jesus talked two different places about praying for the bread. Father, give us this day our daily bread. In Matthew's account, it's really talking about your daily bread. Bread for you every day. But in Luke's account, it's talking about you receiving bread to give to those that have no bread. You can't be blessed if you're not blessed. I couldn't come here and preach if I wasn't healthy enough to come here and preach. I have to put my foot on put my foot on the neck of sickness or whatever it is to fulfill my calling. You got to do the same. I can't tell when I throw in the loop, you know. I hate to interpret for me. The point is this. You've got the same Holy Ghost. You have got the Word of God. You've got a sword. Put it in. How do you use the sword of the Spirit? Which is the word that... There's two Greek words for word. Logos. This is the Logos. Really, Jesus is the Logos. He's more than this, but he's this. Jesus is the Logos. That's not the word used there when it says the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The word there is Rhema. That's where you take this word. This left on your coffee table has endless potential power. But that book laying on your table by itself, just laying there, you go by lay your hand on it, you won't get healed. You got to take the word, put it in your mouth, pull it out like a two-edged sword. When the devil says you can't have healing, you say, yes, I can. By his stripes I was healed. Himself blesses my bread. He blesses my water. He takes sickness away from the midst of me. He carried my infirmities and my pains, and with his stripes I'm healed. Say, well, okay, you're healed, but you're going to starve. No, I will not starve. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You got to take them to it. And then as you get blessed, he wants your neighbors blessed. He wants your neighbors saved. He wants them filled with the Holy Ghost. This is Travis's favorite part. This is when you start getting to hear his instructions. To go possess the land around you. To receive bread not just for your four and no more. But to get the bread of heaven so you can distribute healing to those that need it. Salvation to those. That's the abundant life. Life doesn't get any sweeter than when you lead somebody to Jesus. You pray for somebody and they genuinely get healed. Get to preaching instead of teaching, I forget. He's very, very gentle. Hallelujah. Are y'all getting anything out of this? God is calling his people. We are in the last of the last days. I'll show you this and maybe I'll quit. Come on, I'll show you. Somebody stole my Bible. Oh, it's over here. Go to Acts.
Look at
Acts. Acts chapter 2. I want to show you that we're in the last days. Do you know when the last day? I can tell you when the last days began. People ask you sometimes, are we in the last days?
Yeah,
absolutely, we're in the last days. Remember what this is, Acts chapter 2. You know the story? They were all assembled in the upper room in one accord. And the Holy Ghost fell on them all. He came down like the rain. All of them got it. These tongues of fire began to set on them. They began to speak with other tongues. Not only that, they began to stagger around like drunk men. People watching them thought they were drunk. You ever seen that in church? I've seen that. You know, I get drunk in church. Yeah. So notice what Peter says. Look at verse 14, Acts 2:14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, he lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken, they're not drunk, as you suppose, seeing it's but the third hour of the day. And I'll stop there. Go ahead.
Entonces Pedro, poniéndose en pie con los 11, alzó la voz y les habló diciendo, varones judíos y todos los que habitéis en Jerusalén, esto os sea notorio y oíd mis palabras, porque estos
no están ebrios como vosotros suponéis, puesto que es la hora tercera del día.
But verse 16, but this is that which was spoken, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Mas esto es lo dicho por el profeta Joel.
You can look it up later in Joel chapter 2. Joel prophesied, it shall come to pass in the last days.
Y en los postreros días, dice Dios,
saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Joel said it would happen in the last days. The day the Holy Ghost fell, on the day of Pentecost, we began the last days, because this is that. This is what Joel prophesied. We're in the last of the last days. If any group of people ever needed to possess their land, it's this generation. We're in the last of the last days. Let's quit camping and fearing the devil. Let's put on the armor of God. Get our sword out. Start putting that word of God in our mouth. And then praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Receive our instructions from the Holy Ghost. And let's take this land for God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The Holy Ghost is your rain. Say, send the rain, Lord. Send the rain, Lord. Send the rain. And he's going to pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. You want the rain? Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now I want to give an invitation, because I don't know everyone here. You may have come with a friend. You may be going, I don't know if I'm saved or not. Gary, I don't know if I'm on my way to heaven. Did you know the Bible says that salvation comes with great assurance? You could cut me up in little pieces, 1-inch square. And every little piece of me would still be saved. I'm saved. You know how I know? I know for sure. Because the Bible tells me that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm a whosoever. You're a whosoever. My Bible says that if I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and if I confess with my mouth that He is my Lord, then I'm saved. So let me ask you, do you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead? Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God? Are you willing to make Him your Lord, whatever that might mean? Wherever He might take you, you're a candidate. All you need to do is just come and confess Him before me. He will confess you before the Father. Is there anybody here that you don't know for sure you're saved? If you'd like to know, just come on forward right now. We'll think you're the smartest person in Othello. The smartest person in Othello. Hallelujah. Anybody? I know my ministry is mostly to the saved, I know, but you never know. Hallelujah. Gary, you talked a lot about speaking with other tongues. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Gary, I'm not able to do that. I'm not able to speak with tongues. I love the Lord. I know I'm saved. But I can't speak with tongues. If you'll come, We will pray for you.
Vamos a orar por usted.
The Holy Ghost will fall on you like rain.
Y el Espíritu Santo va a caer sobre ti como lluvia.
You'll be able to speak in that other language.
Va a poder hablar en esa otra lengua.
As the Spirit gives you utterance.
Así como el Espíritu le dará.
Is there anybody here?
¿Hay alguna persona aquí?
See, I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yo necesito ser lleno del Espíritu Santo.
I want to speak with other tongues.
Quiero hablar en otras lenguas.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She just wants to be blessed. Father, I thank you for this little child of yours that you love beyond words. Father, I thank you for this obedient little heart that loves you so much. Father, fill this vessel to overflowing with all of your goodness, all of your love. Filled with your Spirit to overflowing in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that she can speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. Thank you, Father, that it bypasses her intellect. That you assure her constantly of her place in your promised land. And that it belongs to her. She is your favorite. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. I mentioned sin in the camp. We may get into that. I'm sure we will before the week is out. I'm going to give you a teaser. Why wasn't Achan given a second chance? Y'all know who Achan was? He disobeyed the Lord. I've disobeyed the Lord. I've always gotten a second chance. Achan didn't get a second chance for a love offering of 19. Come if you can. I'll go ahead. Some of you can. I'll go ahead and tell you. Listen, Achan is a type of the flesh. God is not the God of your flesh. God is the Father of your spirit. Your flesh has been declared dead. The flesh cannot be negotiated with. The flesh cannot be saved. The flesh has to be put in the grave. By our spirit, we mortify, put to death the deeds of the body. We got to put to death that old nature so that we fully obey the instructions of the Lord. We have a lot to say about how the Holy Ghost helps you do that. Come back to some of the other services if you can. If you forget where I'm going to be, the itinerary is at the website, GaryCarpenter.org. Click in itinerary. Is there no Spanish word for itinerary? Oh, it's not in Spanish. You have to get someone in English to do it. God don't have it in Spanish. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Pastor, I'm going to turn it over to you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.